Rave Radio. Hello, everybody. This is Gary Kay. You're listening to my Daily Rants and Raves. Daily Rants and Raves are part of the Rave Radio Podcast Network, which is proudly sponsored by Ingram Micro. You can check out Ingram Micro at ingrammicro.com. And I'm coming to you live from the ISE show floor. And we're still doing setup. We're done. We're finished setting up our stand. But there's a couple of hundred other stands that are still being set up. They're cutting the plastic off the carpet. They're finishing painting stands all around us, so there's a lot of background noise. But I have been fortunate to have grabbed Jeff Lowe, the Vice President of Marketing for Smart Technologies Enterprise Division. Jeff, first of all, thanks for joining me here.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, Gary.
And we talked earlier today about your partnership with Ingram Micro about Smart Cap, but I want to ask you about something totally different. Here at ISE, officially, Microsoft's going to show for the first time to the public the Surface Hub, which is an interactive 84-inch interactive display, 4K resolution. You know, it has wireless collaboration. It has interactivity, so you can write on it. Like, and basically, the way I look at it is, it's basically, oh, by the way, the same thing that Smart's been doing for years and years and years. and I think even many people don't even know that you already have a 4K version of the 84-inch display.
Yeah, we do.
So what is the differentiator there? Like, what is it that Microsoft is doing that's different, or is there anything different, or is it just the fact that the Microsoft brand name is now here?
I actually don't know for certain, not having seen the
sure.
product yet.
Yeah.
You know, but I think the announcement that Microsoft's making and what I've heard of Surface Hub so far is very actually validating for Smart, that a large interactive display that you can just walk up and use and have users interact with content is crucial in terms of collaboration. So if anything, and you know, Microsoft's a strong partner of ours in the link room system space,
yeah.
It just really does validate what we've been doing at Smart for a long time, and I think will be really, really good for all of us.
Yeah, it seems to me that it'll raise the entire industry, because now, in addition to, of course, the AV industry's known about smart boards for years. I mean,
right.
it's become, I mean, pardon my analogy here, but it's like the Kleenex of the interactive whiteboard business and the Kleenex of the interactive LCD tablet, flat panel display
yeah.
market. I mean, you guys, I think a lot of people call other manufacturers' products smart boards, you know, and they'll specify smart boards and it, because it's that way. So it seems to me that one thing that this is great value to you is that it opens up the market for you in the IT channel, because by Microsoft having this, of course, they're going to have to look at what else is out there competitively.
That's right. No, I think that's very true. And I think, you know, those of us in the AV market, we're all aware of smart boards and what the power of interactive collaboration displays are all about. But mainstream, I would say, in general, generally in businesses, it's not well understood at all. And I think this announcement by Microsoft will give a lot of broader exposure to the category, and some people will be hearing about this for the first time saying, wow, this is amazing.
Yeah.
And you know, may not know that it's been around for a while, at least in a lot of the functionality.
Yeah, so you actually launched, I think it was late 2013, a 4K 84-inch
correct.
Version. How long has that been shipping now?
That's been shipping for over 6 months anyways.
Yeah, so yeah. I mean, so even though there are some other products out there, as you, I'm sure you'd recognize it, you have InFocus with the Mondo Pad, that's still 1080. You have Sharp, I believe all their interactive boards are 1080. I don't think they've officially announced a 4K
right.
interactive display. And of course you have other projectors out there and you have other monitors out there. But I mean, you're really the only company that's been shipping a 4K interactive display with the functionality that you have in yours, right? Am I wrong there?
No, I think that's correct. It'll be interesting to see how much of a determining factor that actually is. Like,
yeah.
is 4K what absolutely is needed in every
yeah.
meeting? Some would argue maybe it's not.
Right.
It's actually being able to interact with the content regardless of the resolution. But yes, I mean, absolutely, that's a key factor that we've been shipping for a long time.
Well, I think in my view of 4K is not the resolution of the content that's on there. The way I see 4K being used really only comes into play at 80 inches and above. And that is the value proposition I see personally of 4K is the ability to display multiple pieces of content simultaneously. And that has to be a big image. You can't
right.
do that. That isn't going to make a difference at 55, 65, or even 70 inches. At 84 inches, though, putting up four 1080 resolution images on a screen at one time in a small meeting room or a huddle room, I think it does have value. So I do think 4K matters when it comes to collaboration.
Right.
And I also think it matters depending on the type of content you're displaying. I mean, if you're in a highly scientific environment, you're in a spreadsheet intensive environment, you're going to see much greater value in the higher the resolution.
We've definitely seen most of the interest from the AEC industry, architecture, engineering, construction, where you've got 3D models, blueprints, AutoCAD software, where that's where that technology really shines with industries like that. And we've actually done integrations with a lot of those software applications with our touch software to make that even a richer collaboration experience.
Yeah, so what is the model, the 84-inch model? Do you even know the model number off the top of your head? I won't give you a hard time if you don't, because you guys have so many SKUs nowadays.
Yeah.
But do you know the model number off the top of your
head? The smart model?
Yeah.
The 8084.
Smart, 8084. So the smart 8084. So go to smarttech.com. Did I get that right?
That's right.
Still smart tech.
Yeah.
Smarttech.com. And then go to the search area and type in 8084, and you can find that. And it's a 4K interactive display. So it's not much different than what Microsoft's going to launch, but I agree with you that that's going to bring greater awareness to not only our industry, but greater awareness to the fact that that category exists.
I think
and
so.
It's going to be a boom for you guys. I
think so, too.
I predict that, I mean, you already have a partnership with Link, with Microsoft with Link, and I think it's going to help everyone.
And I mean, we have, with Microsoft Link, we have up to a dual 8084, so two 84s together with audio.
Yeah, for video conferencing.
As an endpoint for a Link Room system.
Yeah. I mean, it's impressive because, you know, now we have the bandwidth to do that kind of stuff.
Correct.
Right? I mean, now that we're using network bandwidth. Well, look, Jeff, I really appreciate you joining me. I appreciate your willingness to do two podcasts today when you only intended to do one. But I thought this would be a good opportunity to catch you. Again, you've been listening to my Daily Rants and Raves. We are coming to you live from the ISE show. This is only like the third or fourth podcast of about 25 or 30 at least that we're going to do over the next 3 days. So keep listening. Keep watching what we post on the site at ravepubs.com. We're going to post a couple of thousand videos. We're going to post a few hundred news stories and blogs and, you know, like I said, a couple of dozen, maybe more podcasts and videocasts. So we've been joined today by Jeff Lowe, the Vice President of Marketing from Smart Technologies. Go get some sleep because I know you flew in
all
this
right.
morning.
Thank you very much,
Gary. So thank you for joining us and thanks for listening. You guys have a great day.